I grew up in Compton, California. Yes. CPT in the house. That's right. My dad moved us to Compton to give us a better life. He heard Compton was known for its violins. No, es que aquí la música es de las buenas. It was known for his violins. We figured it out after they broke into our house 4 times. That's right. By the 4th time, my dad was like, that's it. I'm locking the door. My dad's big idea of home security was to turn up the radio while we were gone. No, es que así van a pensar que hay alguien. Which I guess kind of worked, because the last time they broke in, they took everything but the stereo. El nombre es que yo pensé que aquí era la ciudad de la paz. Es la ciudad de la paz, 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 paz. We moved to Compton the day of the riots. Yes, that is a true story. Like, as a kid, I never questioned how we got so much new furniture in one day. As an adult, I look back and I realize that my dad worked really, really hard for one day. I grew up on gangster rap and cumbias. Yes. Yes. One of my favorite gangster rappers was Biggie. Yes. Yes. Not because, you know, he was from the hood and I can relate to him, but he was the first rapper I heard on the radio that sounded like me. Winded. If you're a true player, put your hands in the air. I grew up listening to Los Hermanos Flores. Alvaro Torres, yes. Aniceto Molina. As a kid, I would be dancing to it, right? Un peluquero se ganó la lotería. Now, as an adult, I listen to it, right? Se corta pelo arriba y abajo, arriba y abajo. I'm like, is he talking about shaving women down there? It's like, now his little laugh just sounds creepy. Arriba y abajo. Oh, man. Growing up in Compton, most of my friends were black and Mexican. Yes. I remember asking one of my black friends over for pupusas and Trenton. He was like, man, your mom's pupusas are delicious. I was like, I invited you for pupusas. Growing up, I didn't understand why my Mexican friends had goats as pets. Then I realized they made birria out of Juanito's goat. My dad would be like, no, los mexicanos son bien raros. Dicile a tu nana que me traiga el garrobo para prepararlo. My dad wouldn't eat goat, but he would eat iguana. Yes. I went to Mexico one time with my friends, my Mexican friends. Going to Mexico was a trip, man. They were all nervous. They're like, Jose, make sure you speak Spanish. If you speak English, they're gonna charge us more. First taco place we go to, right? I was like, me da dos tacos de asada, por please. I paid $40 for those tacos. After that trip, I was telling them, like, hey, man, we should go to El Salvador. They were like, oh, no, that place is too dangerous. Nah. But if you haven't been to El Salvador, you have to go. You have to go. Yes, it is beautiful. Yeah. It's changed so much It is now one of the most safest places in the universe. Yes, yes. That's right. Not even Thanos can touch it. I was there last year with my buddy Nelson. Yes, yes. And it was probably one of the best times of my life being in the motherland, right? And being out in El Salvador is amazing. Like, the pupusas just hit different in El Salvador. Like, for the longest time, I couldn't eat other pupusas other than my mom. My mom would get jealous.
Ya miré que andabas comiendo pupusas ajenas. Semejante talegón teniendo comida en la casa.
But when I was in El Salvador, man, I ate it all. Tried everything. I was a medium before I left. That trip, my buddy Nelson decided, like, you know what, we should rent a car. Driving in El Salvador is different. First outing we do, we hit a motorcycle. Yes, luckily he was okay, but the poor Salvadoreño flew. He was all mad. He's like, ¿quién me va a pagar la moto? Nelson's not like the smallest guy. Like, under all that pupusa, he is all muscle. We both got out of the car, right? The Salvadoreño was like this tall. Nelson took one look at his motorcycle. He got grabbed the handlebars and was like, "Rah!" Bent it back in place. The Salvadoreño was like, "No, pues mil disculpas que me pegaron, ¿verdad?" Bienvenidos al Salvador. He apologized to us for hitting him. The craziest part was meeting Salvadorian white boys. Yes. He was like, "Hey, what's up, Majay? You want to go get some pew-pewses later? I just got to go walk the 2-2. I'll be right back, Sorority." I'm like, did he call me Sorority? I am Salvadorian. It's important for me to say that because for a long time, I didn't like telling people I was Salvadorian. When you tell people you're Salvadorian, it's always followed by a bunch of questions.
Oh, you're from El Salvador? What part of Mexico is that?
Then you have to explain geography to people. It's like, no, it's a whole different country.
Oh, you mean like Puerto Vallarta?
Like, yes, exactly. Then I would get people that would say, "Oh, but you don't look Salvadorian." Then I have to explain to people that Salvadoreños, we don't always wear our pupusas, right? That's only for special occasions. Tell you, man, oh, man. I remember having to come out to my Mexican friends. I was like, "Hey guys, I have something I need to tell you. I'm Salvadorian." They were like, "Oh, we know. We can smell the curtido on you." My Mexican friends would always out me to their families. They'd be like, "Oh, este es Jose, es salvadoreño." I'm like, would you let them like me before you out me? Give me a chance. Come on, man. My name is Jose. Most Salvadorian men have names like Wilson, Nelson, Walter with a G. Me, Jose with an H. It's with an H because it's pronounced in French, Jose. I had a lady ask me one time. She was like, "Oh, Jose, that's such an interesting name. How do you say that in English?" I was like, "Jose." I like how people who hear my name, who speak Spanish, because they hear Jose, and they pronounce it Josai. And to me, that's the most funniest thing, because it sounds like an excited black lady saying my name. "Hey, Jose. I see you, baby." As a Salvadoreño, I never understood the beef between Mexicans and Salvadoreños. I think it all started because Mexicans couldn't figure out how we got the meat inside the tortilla. They got as close as the quesadilla and said, fuck it, I give up, eh? Let's just call this shit a sope. In Salvadoreños, we try to copy Mexicans too. We try to make quesadilla and we ended up with bread. Ah, la gran puchica, mira, me salió un pan. But if you think about it, if you really think about it, if Latinos were united, we would be unstoppable. And you know what the secret is? Pupusa tacos. Tacos. Think about it. If we were really to unite those two forces, oh my God, that's it. Game over. I told this to my dad, and he was like, uy, no. Qué nombre más feo. Ya me viera yo. Putacos, unos que te voy a dar yo. Oh, man. Latinos, if we were united, we need a better name, though. Because this Latinx is not working. I don't know who did it, who wrote it, but you cannot just go around adding an X to the end of words. Like, it doesn't work, especially for Salvadoreños, right? Like, what am I going to call pupuseras and pupuseros? Pupusex? Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Right? This Latiné doesn't work either. It sounds like something you would order at a coffee shop. Can I get two Latinés and a croissant, please? Next thing you know, people are going to be calling me cerote. We need a word that defines us for who we are. I'm going to suggest a Salvadorian word. A Salvadorian word my grandma used to use, cachimbones. So if you don't know what cachimbones means badass. And Latinos were badasses, right? That's right, that's right. Latinos, we add flavor to everything. Look at the tortilla. Before Salvadoreños, it was just a plain tortilla. Then we came, we added pork belly, cheese, seasoning, loroco. Salvadoreños were like, let's call this a pupusa. Hondureños, they took a tortilla made a baleada. You order at the wrong place, you'll get shot. Mexicans, right? Mexicans, they took the tortilla and made 300 different dishes. Yeah, tacos, tacos dorados, tacos de canasta, enchiladas, chilaquiles, tostadas. That's right. White people, they're still trying to figure out how to season the chicken.
Excuse me? Do you add the seasoning before you boil it or after you boil it? Tell you.
Both of my parents are from Ciudad Delgado. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. Which I find ironic because Ciudad Delgado means city of the skinny. I don't know if you know this, but there is nothing delgado about us. I grew up with my mom telling me, no andes comiendo en la calle porque hay comida en la casa. If you don't know what that means there's rice and beans at home. Rice and beans is a staple for every Latino household. For Salvadoreños, es casamiento. Casamiento con plátanos frito, queso duro blando, crema salvadoreña. Oh my God. That was every Saturday morning as a kid. Now as an adult, high cholesterol. Most people don't know this, but there's different ways of spelling it because we have different types of salvadoreños. Yes. We have Salvadoran, right? R-A-N. That's the spelling my mom doesn't like because she says it sounds like we ran. She goes, we didn't run. We fled. Right. The Civil War. Salvadorans are the type of salvadoreño that eats pupusas with a fork. I don't want to point anybody out. Then you have Salvadorian, right? I-A-N. That's the salvadoreño that invites you out to eat pupusas and a pilsner, but he makes you pay because he gets paid on Tuesday. Right. Then we have Salvadorian, E-A-N. Yes, that's the salvadoreño that went to E-S-L. Like he speaks English, but he's missing a few words. So he'll use sounds instead, right? He'll be like, "Bah." Ha! Huh. That's the salvadoreño that will point things out with his lips. Then we have Salvis, right? That's the Salvadoreño American, right? That's the Salvadorian that was born here in the U.S., but his roots are in El Salvador. Yeah. He might not know everything about the culture, but he's learning. You know, you can always tell a Salvi because he'll say things like, yeah, my parents are from El Salvador, but I was born here. That's the type of salvadoreño that will go back to the motherland and ask his tía for hot water. Oiga, tía, no me sale agua caliente. ¿Cuál botón le pucho? As a salvi, you'll hear things like, es que vos no sos salvadoreño. Right? Which brings me to the other one, the salvadoreño. Yes. That's the N with the little ñ. For white people, that's the one with the little toupee. Yeah, yeah. The ñ, yeah. That's the salvadoreño that has curtido y salsa running through his veins. He was born in El Salvador. Yes. That's the type of salvadoreño that can go years without seeing you. The first thing he says when he sees you, ¿y qué gordo te has puesto? Uy, no. ¿Y qué feo estás? A la nombre. ¿Y ya tienes novia? ¿No tienes novia? Papito, a esa edad ya tenía cinco yo. In English, that means I miss you. You look just like your mom. Then at some point, salvadoreños, they were like, you know what? We need curse words for the kids. Now that I've translated it, I feel like white people are gonna start using it. Well, son of the greatest bitch, would you look at this, Karen? Well, son of the poke. That's hijuepuya, hijuepuya. Come on, people. You gotta pay attention. We're gonna have a quiz later. I always tell people I'm trilingual. I speak Spanish, English, and Salvadoreño. That's right. We have so many unique words. That's right. One of my favorite Salvadorian words is maje. Yes, maje. Because you can use it so many ways, right? Like, you can, vení maje, quiero hablar con vos. Hey, buddy, come here, let me talk to you. Right? The other way is,
te dije que no seas maje.
Don't be a dumbass. Most people don't know this, but it comes from royalty. Yeah, your majesty.
Su majestad.
Royalty in our blood. Then we have the most controversial Salvadorian word. He already knows. Cerote. That's right. Cerote is a Salvadorian N-word. You can say it if you're Salvadorian. If you're not Salvadorian, you better watch out. Oi, oi, oi. Oi. Yes. For those who don't know, cerote means turd. I'm telling you, it's hard growing up Salvadorian. Like, how do you explain to your friends that your mom lovingly calls you a piece of shit? And most people don't know this, but cerote is a Nahuatl language word, and it means cerotres, to be third, because we're the third. We have to jump through three borders to get here. Es cerotres. Cerotres. We're not cerotes. We're cerotres. Right. It's true. You can Google it. It's a fact. I think one of my favorite Salvadorian dishes is panes con pollo. Yes. Or panes con chumpe, right? Yes, if you don't know what chumpe means, it means turkey. That's right. I gotta educate them. I think I love panes con pollo because every time I would see panes con pollo, that means Christmas was here. Yes. I'd be like, ¡ya llegaron los panes con pollo! In English, panes con pollo means chicken and bread. That's right. White people are like, oh, wow, that's something I can do. Panes con pollo is much more than chicken and bread, though. It is a good time with family, beautiful memories, loud parties. And more high cholesterol. One dish I never liked growing up was sopa de gallina con patas. Oh my God, it was traumatizing as a kid. For those who don't know, sopa de gallina con patas is chicken soup with the little legs in it. Yes, all I would see is the little legs sticking out of the pot with the little nails still attached and the little hairs. My dad would eat it like it was the greatest thing ever. Así es como agarré tu mamá. But for Central Americans, there's only one type of chicken for Salvadoreños, right? That's the best. That's pollo campero. I'll tell you why. Central Americans will smuggle that into the U.S. like if it was drugs. If you've ever been on a flight from El Salvador and smelled that greasy aroma, that is pollo campero. My dad would talk about it like it was the greatest thing ever. He's like, first you get the chicken, then you bring in the queso, then you get the power. I'm like, relax, Tony Montana. And they sell it here in the U.S. Yeah, and then my dad's like, no, it's not the same. No es igual. If you've never had pollo campero, get yourself some Central American friends. That's right. Because like my dad says, ese pollo de los buenos, ha! Ya tú sabes. Oh, man. Salvadorians, we're extra. We're extra, right? Even our bad words are extra. I grew up thinking I was the son of the greatest bitch ever. All I heard growing up was, este hijo de la gran puta. Son of the greatest bitch. But it's not enough just to say it. You have to say it with your hands and grab the greatness around you, wipe the sweat off your face. Este hijo de la gran puta. And we have different variations of it, because one was not enough. To the greatest damn. In Spanish, a la gran puchica. And you can't, that one you have to say with the salvi finger snap. A la gran puchica.